This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program not to be believed. With the completion of the Survivor series and the upcoming sequel in Australia's Outback, scheduled for broadcast in January, the inevitable copycat rush has started in Hollywood. In fact, when I visited her office recently, Suzanne Periwinkle, creative projects developer for Chutzpah Studios, told me that she doesn't want to see anything cross her desk that doesn't have a Survivor component.
All the shows use real people, Dale. I don't want to see any actors. We don't need actors. The real people are playing themselves. Get it?
Yeah, but I've seen some of these real people try to do commercials, mm-hmm. and they can't pull that off.
No, of course not. Real people can't act. They can only be themselves. That's why our programs are the most true thing on TV. Here's one I like.
Uh-huh.
It's called Get Off the Bus.
Get Off the Bus.
Oh, wait till you hear this, Dale. There's this bus, and it's headed for Hollywood. It's got 20 people on it when it leaves New York. And when it arrives on the West Coast, the one person left on board is the winner and will get a movie contract.
A movie contract, really?
Yes, for a major motion picture.
So the people on the bus are actors,
then? No,
but,
you are not getting this,
but,
darling. No,
but,
no more actors. These are real people.
But you said real people can't act.
They don't have to.
But the movie.
The movie will be based on our program, and they'll be playing themselves if they manage to stay on that bus.
Uh-huh.
Every day, three people are booted off. One at breakfast, one at lunch, and get the third one, one at dinner, right? Maybe it'll happen at a small town cafe or a greasy spoon in a troubled big city neighborhood or at a picnic table in Death Valley or wherever.
So you just abandon them?
Well, no, not completely.
Well, what do? You fly them home then from wherever?
No. They're moved to another show. Get this, it's called Mercy of Strangers. The object, get back to their homes and their families, relying on the
mercy of strangers.
You got it. Oh, you're so quick. People who may or may not help them, who may or may not have been sent by the network, who may or may not try to sabotage them or interfere in one way or another. Very tense, quite complex, and deeply revealing.
So if they lose on the first show, they still have a chance to get home on the second show.
Possibly, or they could wind up in a hospital or in prison, but not in a threatening way. And then after they've healed or served their time, we put them on a third show, and it's called Comeback. The group of people who've been on other reality shows but have lost.
Oh, so
it's a contest between pathetic losers. Can they defeat each other to overcome their embarrassment in front of their relatives, friends, and the great indifferent mass of heavy TV viewers? I like this one because it's a show about redemption, about rising from the ashes.
Uh-huh. And there's one winner then? And what happens to all the others?
Well, then they become three-time losers.
And what, they move on to another show then?
No, the viewing public gives up on you after three times, Dale.
Well, but still, I mean, after this string of humiliations, the network has to feel some responsibility, don't you?
Well, yes, in a way. We'll hire them here at the network as lackeys and underlings, and that way, if our ratings tank, we've got people to shoulder that and to take the fall.
Which would make them four-time losers, then.
Hey. If something works for you, there's no shame in doing it over and over, as long as you get paid.
Suzanne Periwinkle, creative projects director for Chutzpah Studios.